This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Nizamabad in Telangana this evening. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation several rail projects, including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet and the electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehboobnagar, Karnool. He also dedicated to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of Phase 1 of Telangana Super Thermal Power Project of NTPC in Pedapalli district. 85% of electricity generated by the power plant will be utilized in the state itself, and it will also improve north-south grid connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the development of any nation or state depends upon its self-reliant capacity for electricity production as it improves ease of living and ease of doing business simultaneously. He said that Telangana Super Thermal Power Plant is the most modern power plant out of all NTPC power plants in the country. He emphasized that the second unit will also be operational very soon, and upon its completion, the installed capacity of the power plant would rise to 4,000 megawatt. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the dream of a developed India will be fulfilled only when every state, every district and every village is developed. He said that the BJP government at the centre is paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country. Mr. Modi said that in the last 9 years, the expenditure on infrastructure development has been increased to 10 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Modi said that the poor hold the first right to the country's resources. He emphasized that the government is dedicated to work towards the well-being of the poor, regardless of their class or caste. The Prime Minister accused the Congress of consistently working to divide the nation along caste lines. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physics has been jointly awarded to scientists Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Krauss and Anne L. Hulier for their work on creating extremely short pulses of light that can be harnessed to study processes occurring inside atoms and molecules. Announcing the names of the three scientists, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm said the trio are being recognized for their experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter. The Academy said they have given humanity new tools for exploring the world of electrons inside atoms and molecules. Massive tremors were felt in the northern part of the country, including national capital today, after two earthquakes with magnitude of 4.6 and 6.2 hit Nepal. The National Center for Seismology said the epicenter was at Nepal at a depth of 5 kilometers. The first earthquake hit at 2:25 this afternoon and the second at 2:51 this afternoon. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualty. The BJP today demanded a CBI probe into the alleged swindling of central funds in West Bengal. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader and leader of opposition in State Assembly Suvendu Adhikari alleged that thousands of village heads belonging to the Trinamool Congress in connivance with state government officials have been involved in corruption to the tune of thousands of crores in the state in relation to work under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Act. India's medal hunt continues at the Hangzhou Asian Games. India bagged a gold, a silver and 4 bronze on day 10, taking its overall tally to 66 medals, 14 gold, 25 silver and 27 bronze. The country currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. Once again, athletics takes the center stage for India in the evening session. In men's triple jump, India's Praveen Chitravel won the bronze. He registered his best jump in the first round itself at 16.68 meters. In the men's 800-meter race, Mohammad Afzal made the country proud by winning the silver medal for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.